USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Authorities in Oklahoma say they found seven bodies on a property in Henrietta and have confirmed three of those involve a pair of missing teenagers and 39-year-old convicted sex offender Jesse McFadden. Okmulgee County Sheriff Eddie Rice explained what led up to the discovery on Monday.
We had to wait on the search warrant to go and look. Covering our bases and going in proper like we're supposed to.
Rice says he's not commenting on how the victims died.
We don't want to speculate. We're just going to wait until we find out what all the facts are and everybody's identified.
A crash investigation is underway in southern Illinois after a dust storm pileup that left at least half a dozen people dead and more than 30 injured. Dozens of vehicles were found crashed into each other. Police tell the families this dust storm was massive.
My heart goes out to the families. My heart goes out to anybody that found themselves involved in this particular situation. It sounds like due to the low visibility, the high winds, everything.
Former President Trump is set to appear in a CNN presidential town hall next week in New Hampshire. The network made the announcement Monday saying anchor Caitlin Collins will moderate the event in Goffstown on May 10th. Trump will take questions from local Republicans and undeclared voters ahead of the 2024 GOP primary. One state wants you to play on the sports team you were born to play on.
The state of Texas wants to ban transgender athletes from competing on women's collegiate sports teams. State Representative Valerie Swanson introduced the legislation.
Not only do the physical advantages of a biological male create unfair competition, it also can and has put the safety of women at risk.
Swanson says her bill does not ban transgender athletes from participating in sports. They just have to play on the team that correlates to their gender at birth.
Correspondent John Schaefer. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Texas is trying to ban transgender athletes from competing on girls' collegiate sports teams.
Not only do the physical advantages of a biological male create unfair competition, it also can and has put the safety of women at risk.
State Representative Valerie Swanson says her bill does not ban transgender athletes from playing sports. They can still compete on the team that correlates to their gender at birth. But there are concerns the state will face lawsuits and loss of federal funding if they pass the transgender college athletes bill. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is walking back claims that all five people killed in an execution-style shooting last Friday were illegal immigrants. In a statement Monday, the governor's office said they learned at least one of the victims may have been in the United States legally. Authorities said the five were killed by a neighbor after one of the victims asked him to stop firing gunshots so a baby in their home could sleep. Singer Ed Sheeran returned to the witness stand Monday in his copyright infringement trial in Manhattan. He's accused of ripping off chords from the 1973 Marvin Gaye classic Let's Get It On for his 2014 hit Thinking Out Loud. But the British pop star denies that, saying any similarities between the two songs are coincidence. He defended himself again against those charges, testified Monday. He found part of the allegation, quote, insulting. The daughter of Let's Get It On co-writer, the late Ed Townsend, is suing Sheeran for $100 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.